Newark City Council will have their first committee meetings and council meeting of 2025 tonight in council chambers. They will begin with service and personnel at 5:45 p.m. with a legislative session beginning at 7. The meetings are streamed on the city's YouTube page if you're unable to attend. Ohio's Emergency Management Agency is emphasizing staying weather savvy during this winter blast and knowing how to use your power sources. You should be cautious of carbon monoxide and familiarize yourself with your generator. You should also check on your older neighbors to make sure they have enough food and medicine. Officials add that you should also bring in any pets not suited for winter weather. New Albany says the recent pumpkin composting efforts were a big success. Residents brought over 19 tons of pumpkins, or 38,000 pounds, to be diverted from the landfill. Leaders are thanking residents for supporting their sustainability goals and making a meaningful impact. I'm Eric Brown reporting. With the onset of winter weather, ODOT is asking you to be careful when traveling. At the beginning of the season, they had over 800,000 tons of salt and more than 4.5 million gallons of liquid de-icer to add to roads. They're also pleading with motorists to give snowplows plenty of room after 22 trucks were involved in accidents last winter. For up-to-the-minute driving information, go to their interactive website at ogo.com. Officials say a fire around 3:15 Saturday morning destroyed the Ebenezer Mennonite Church in Malta. Church leaders are searching for a temporary location for classes and worship because the building also was a school. Pastor Jonas Beeler suspects the attic furnace caused the fire. However, the official cause is under investigation. The Ohio Optometric Foundation has provided free eye exams and glasses to dozens of Newark City school students. The Newark Advocate reports the district was one of just four districts in the state to receive the service called in-school eye exam. I'm Eric Brown reporting.